Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vic Aldridge. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Earl Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh McQuillan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Hugh McQuillan. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Grantham moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan has Grantham trapped. There's the throw to High and over to Gibson, who tags Grantham for the out. Wehner moves to third. Barnhart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer takes first base on ball four. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. There goes Barnhart trying to get to home. Richborg throws the ball into Gibson, who tags Barnhart, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Trainer moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg bunts for a single. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau takes first base on ball 4. Richborg moves to second. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is called out on strikes. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. High reaches second base with a double. Richborg scores. Gautreau goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 2. Braves, 2. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High scores. It's 3-2, Braves. Johnny Milges now pitching. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau catches it and throws to first to double up Gooch. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan bunts towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuillan for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Milges, and towards Rhine, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gautreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wainer. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Gautreau applying the tag. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Welsh. Barnhart reaches second base with a double. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. High hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-1 in the game. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards third. High can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Wehner moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Grantham scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith pinch hits for Hugh McQuillan. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gautreaux hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Robertson now pitching. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive towards first. Fournier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. High hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fournier takes first base on ball 4. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fournier moves to second. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Fournier moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richborg bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gautreaux bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gooch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Robertson scores. It's Pirates, 4, Braves, 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. High hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fernier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Fernier reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernier scores. It's 5-4, Braves. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rhein fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Farrell scores. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, Braves. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gibson moves to third. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gautreaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rhein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Brown now playing left field. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Emil Adey pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kyler strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Wehner steals second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Grantham strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.